1450 AMWR.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show studio on WRCU Radio. We're here to welcome some friends from St. Mary's School right here in Richland Center. In the studio today, we have Mrs. Stacia Colstead, principal at the school, and we have some 8th grade students who will join us a little bit later on today, Eleanor Jelinek, Owen Dreyer, and Wyatt Muller. And we're going to start with the kindergarten teacher, Maylee Krako. Good morning, Maylee. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
We're starting with you because you have to start class here pretty soon, don't you?
Yes, we have to head back soon as it's the 100th day. So we have a lot of fun activities planned that I want to get back to in a bit.
100th day of school. How can that be?
I know it's flying by. I feel like every year goes faster and faster, but we like to make it a big day with lots of celebrations. About every activity we do today will involve the number 100.
Wow. So the students will be a little bit surprised by some of the goings on today then.
Yes, we have some surprises. Right now they're dressed as either 100-year-olds or 100-day-olds. We have all sorts of activities between snacks, working with the number 100, writing about the number 100, playing with 100 things, and then luckily they can't hear this right now, but we will end the day with a disco ball dance party.
All right. Boy, I might show up for that one.
Yeah, you're welcome to.
But they, and I don't want to give too much away either, but their teacher is dressed up a little bit today that not normally like you would dress.
I have a couple more gray hairs today than normal.
Well, it's all in good fun. Tell me about the open house. You've got one of those coming up, don't you?
Yes. So open house is next Wednesday, February 19th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's a great time for 3K, 4K, and kindergarten incoming students to come in and meet their teachers, check out their classrooms, kind of see what we're all about and get a feel for the school.
Have they already gone through the screening process then? Or are they're going to be going through, possibly? Stacia?
Yeah, I'll jump in here. So we actually don't necessarily have a screening here. We always encourage our students or their parents, if they're interested. We work well with the district, and they do have 4K screening coming up. In terms of St. Mary's, we just discuss any learning needs with the parents and can work from there. So everyone is welcome to come in and check out for 3K, 4K, and kindergarten.
All right. And at that time, they can register, too, if they'd like, during the open house then?
Yes, we have a table set up, and they can meet with Stacia and get registered to go at that time.
Okay. And traditionally, actually over the past couple of years, we've ended up with waiting lists. So we do encourage parents, you know, to really come to the open house, get registration in as soon as possible. Of course, if they can't make it to the open house, they can always call the school. I'm happy to give a tour at a different time, and we can get the registration going that way.
So how many students do you cap it off? Like, what is the size of the class typically?
Well, we're supposed to cap at 20 in kindergarten through 8th grade. That's still a large kindergarten class. So right now, Ms. Krako has 19. She has an 8 in there much of the day because that is a lot. But she's able to do, you know, her math groups, her reading groups with the help of another professional in the room. In 3K and 4K, again, we've gone to almost full-time aides in each of those rooms. We try not to have more than maybe 15 or 16 there based on the day. And some of those kids are not full-time. So we try to work around it and see what the needs of the students are. And as long as we can meet the needs of the students, we keep it in that general area.
Here's a question for you, Maylee. Who is more tired at the end of the day, their teacher or the students?
I think it depends on the day.
That's a lot to keep track of, that's for sure. I know you do a lot of things based on learn through play. Could you talk about that?
Yes, I feel like each year I've been incorporating more and more play throughout my teaching, and I've seen the benefits each year increase. Kids at this age are meant to be playing. They're meant to be using their hands. They're meant to use their curiosity to really learn. So when I see what they're curious in, what they're interested in, it really allows me to see how I can teach them, like how I can lead them into some learning.
It makes it fun.
Yes.
And they don't even realize they're learning, I'm guessing.
No, it's a lot of fun in kindergarten. I feel like it's like a really wonderful age where kids are excited to learn. They love to play. They're curious. And they're also starting to read at this age. So it's pretty amazing what they can do.
Tell me about, I saw on Facebook you were doing something with Math Jenga. Could you talk about that?
Yes. I love to put education into any sort of game. So when we play Jenga, I'll add math facts that they have to answer as they pull out a piece, or I'll add words, just any way that they can play and they think it's a game. So it's a great way to do it.
Interesting. Yes, it is. So then the basic, like basic math skills at that age, what are some of the things that you discover in kindergarten?
Right now, we're currently working on adding. They're adding numbers. They're trying to be fluent in numbers like 1 to 10 with the sum being 10. But many kids are going far beyond this. They love to work with numbers. So right now, one thing we love to do is we love to roll dice and add them. One thing we're doing is starting with the biggest number and counting on. Another thing we're doing is finding friends of 10. That's a big thing in kindergarten. So if they see a 7 or like they say a 6 and a 4 on a dice, they know, oh, right away, that's 10. They shouldn't have to count it. So just finding different strategies while we're playing and working with numbers is a big thing we also focus on.
I know reading is a big thing, and St. Mary has been, you've been going right along with the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program, haven't you?
Yes, yep, we are promoting that. Reading is so important, especially in the young years. That exposure to books is super important for kids. It increases their vocabulary, their curiosity, and just their background knowledge on so many different various ideas.
What's the hottest book to check out for a kindergartner, the one that they fight over? Is there a title there that is a favorite?
I'd say a book that they ask me to read about almost once a week at least is probably The Book with No Pictures. So it doesn't have any pictures, but the person reading the book has to say whatever the book says. So it's just me kind of embarrassing myself in front of them, but they love it.
Use your imagination then.
Yes.
How awesome. Yeah, that's great. And reading aloud is so important, probably not only at school, but at home too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super important. It brings up questions from kids. They're curious about different ideas that the book is talking about. They're curious about different words that they hear. They can learn so many new words and concepts. But even just sitting alone with a book, with a kid with a book is important. They can flip through books on their own. That's one activity we do in our classroom where they spend time looking at books. Flipping through it, they can make up their own book or story by using their pictures. So using their imagination, being aware of like the print awareness, finding letters they know, finding words they know. There's a lot they can do on their own, even with their own book, if they can't necessarily read all on their own yet.
Do you bring community people in to read? Do you still do that once in a while?
Yeah, well, this year I've been focusing on trying to get a lot of different parents in. So we've had quite a few parents, and today we actually have a parent coming to read this afternoon. Okay. So that's always exciting for the kids to see someone else in the classroom to read.
I'll probably ask the eighth graders this, but did you know what you wanted to do when you were their age? Did you always want to be a teacher, Maley?
I do feel like I always kind of wanted to be a teacher. I knew I wanted to work with kids. They're so fun to work with. I think my career plans changed a little bit as I got older, but then I went back to wanting to be a teacher, of course.
Great. Yeah, I'm guessing every day is something new, right?
It is. That's what I love about it.
Describe a typical day for a kindergarten student at St. Mary.
All right. So for a typical day, we start with maybe a little bit of like a quick morning work to get their mind going. And then we go into some free play. It's always a great way to start the day. Then we go into our typical morning routine where we go over different concepts that we're practicing each day. We have an opportunity for share time so they can hear from each other and share with others. Then we go into writing on our whiteboards. They love that. We write sentences, we write numbers, we draw pictures, we work on patterns with shapes. Then we go into some math stations. So I have an aide in my classroom. So with us, they are working on a targeted skill. And then at a different station, they're doing a more like hands-on fine motor skill. Last week, they were working with measuring cups and teaspoons. They were practicing pouring salt. They were scooping out sugar. They were stirring things. They were using their hands and being creative. After that, it's time for lunch, which everyone loves, then recess. And then after that, they come back in to some more reading stations. So I'll have another aide in there at that time as well. So they're working with us again on a targeted skill and a specific book usually. And then the other stations are usually a free play station. So that is an important time for them so they can play, give their mind a little break, and then also to practice the social skills that we are focusing on and practicing, which are so important, especially for kids. And then after that, we go to recess again. And then after recess, we usually spend the rest of the day doing science, which they love. This week, we're currently learning about landforms, so we will learn about them, and then they will be building their own. One of the big favorites is the volcano, of course. But we also do have specials. In kindergarten, we have gym, we have library, we have computer class, we have music, we have art class. So they have a big variety of things that they get to do and experience each day throughout the week.
And we always had the kindergarten, Matt. We took naps. Do they do that anymore?
They don't take naps, but every once in a while, we do have a little quiet time where they just get to lay down and just relax for a bit. It's important to give the mind a break sometimes.
Yes, it is. That's true. But how times have changed, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that goes along with, you know, starting earlier, 4K and even 3K now. Students are very prepared by the time you get them in kindergarten.
Yeah. I came into kindergarten as a long-term sub about 6 years ago, and I walked in, and I was teaching 3D shapes, and the kids were reading books to me. And I just thought, wow, this is not the kindergarten I remember.
Right, exactly. Anything else you'd like to add about the upcoming registration on the 19th or anything?
We'd love to see you there. I think we have a really great school, great staff that really support our students, meet them where they're at, and make learning fun.
Great. Well, we'll let you get to school.
Thanks. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming in, Maley, kindergarten teacher at St. Mary's School. Mrs. Stacia Kolstad, it was a fun week last week with the Catholic Schools Week, wasn't it?
It was a very fun week. Was that 2 weeks ago? It was just recently, but I mean, as you said, the year is flying by. It was one of our favorites, I think. Maybe I say that every year, Phil.
What were some things that you did during the week? Did you have dress-up days and those kind of things?
We did. Our Good Student Council organized dress-up days every day, and so the participation, you know, it's hard to even, for our secret judge, you know, do they say that to do that, because almost every kid is dressed up, you know, almost every day. One of our new activities we added this year was called Secret Saint. So we've been learning more about the saints this year. And so all of these really great examples that have come before us that have really been good followers of Jesus. And so every class picked a secret saint, and they learned about him or her and maybe some good deeds that saint did. And they tried to emulate it. So fourth grade learned about Saint Zita, who's the patron saint of housekeepers. And so throughout the week, they were doing secret things around the school, tidying things up, you know, making things cleaner. And then at the end, you know, that Friday, then everyone got to reveal, you know, who their saint was and what they did. So it's just like learning to serve others in a different way and adding that sneaky aspect to it when not anyone else was supposed to know what they were doing, was also really fun. So that was good. We had all-school STEM activity on Monday, which was fun. We did a lot of physical activity on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, our 3K through second grade went to TNT Gymnastics. And so they got to move their bodies, you know, work on balance, those skills. Our third and fourth graders were able to go to the Phoenix Center to go bowling. So that was a really fun afternoon or morning for them. And then our fifth through eighth graders, Simon's was fantastic, took them on for the morning. They did various stations from weightlifting to volleyball to swimming to hikes. It was that was a lot of fun. So many activities throughout the week.
Sounds like a full week there. Absolutely. And I think you had a pancake breakfast in there somewhere along the line, didn't you?
Yeah, the Knights of Columbus hosted that pancake breakfast on that first Sunday. And so it was really nice to see a lot of parishioners and families stop in and enjoy that time together.
Great. If someone is interested, as you mentioned, you're always open to give tours and give info and things like that.
Absolutely. I'd love to talk about my school and show people around. So anytime that they want to come in, if they have questions, you know, whether it's 3K, 4K, or kindergarten, or if there's, you know, interest in the older grades, if they just want to come learn more, I'm happy to show them around, have, you know, talk to them about what a typical day would be and let them see a little bit more about what we're all about.
How many students do you have at St. Mary?
We have 173 currently. So we've been staying pretty steady, growing a little bit maybe, but pretty steady in that range.
And how many teachers and aides do you have? I'm putting you on the spot here.
You are. We have 11 classroom teachers, and then we have probably another 4 or 5 specials teachers. And then our aides are great at job sharing, you know, so they might not work full time. So there's a little variety there. So in the 20s is what I plan for staff.
And of those, not all are Catholic. Is that correct?
No, not for students or teachers. As we are a Catholic school, for a teacher to teach religion to their classes, they just need to be Catholic. And so we do have a couple staff members that aren't, and we fill in with someone else who is Catholic. But no, we have a wide variety of teachers and students.
Great. So you're looking ahead to the spring very quickly and lots of things, and we'll transition to the 8th grade in a little bit, but they have a very important spring coming up, don't they?
They have a lot. It gets to be a busy time, but we're excited for them. This is kind of the culmination, I think, you know, of everything. As our students get to middle school, our activities, I feel like, really culminate their learning experience in many ways, whether it's the knowledge they have learned or kind of our focus on serving others. It all really comes together, especially in the spring.
Absolutely. And it's kind of bittersweet because for many of these students, you've known them since they were 3, right? 3K, 4K, somewhere in that area.
I have. You know, I came, this group was in kindergarten. They were the kindergarten group when I joined St. Mary's. So I've watched them grow up. Yeah, it is absolutely bittersweet. It's a good way to describe it.
All right. Well, we'll talk to them in just a little bit here. We're talking about St. Mary's School. Thanks to Maylee Krako, kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Stacia Kolstad, and we'll introduce you to those 8th graders in just a moment here on The Morning Show. Our morning show today from WRCO. We're here to talk about all the great things going on at St. Mary's School this year of 2024-25. And we have 8th grade students in the studio with us, just willing to come in and talk to us. Eleanor Jelinek, Owen Dreyer, and Wyatt Muller. So, Eleanor, we'll start with you. Regarding Catholic Schools Week, did you have a favorite moment during that week?
My favorite part was probably the class volleyball.
And how'd the class do?
Well, we won our first game, and then we won 2 games, and then we lost the 7th grade because there was only 5 of us.
Oh, okay. Did you play the teachers or not?
No, because we lost the 7th grade, so they played the teachers.
So who came out in that match then with the 7th graders? Did the teachers win that one, or
Station? It's never the teachers.
It's never the teachers. So, 7th graders did well. Are you involved in some other like extracurriculars sports at St. Mary's?
I'm involved in volleyball, and then I do Sea Perch and Student Council as well.
Okay, you stay pretty busy then. Sure. Can you let us in a little bit on the Sea Perch project?
So it's an underwater ROV, and you try to maneuver it through an obstacle course. And this other, like, it's called a mission course with different tasks they have to do. And 7th and 8th grade is going to Milwaukee for our
contest?
Contest, yeah. Uh-huh. And then 6th grade is going to Verona.
Okay. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
So if the contest were today, would you be ready, or do you have a little bit more practicing?
We need to fix our buoyancy on ours. It's a little messed up, but I think that's about it.
So where do you practice with your Sea Perch equipment? Do you have a bathtub or something, or what do you use?
We go to Simon's, and then we take the mission course and the obstacle course there, and we practice with those.
Okay. So the 8th grade mission trip is coming up. Can you tell us about it, Eleanor?
So we're going down to Kentucky, and you help build things or organize things for people who need the help, and then you spend 3 days there, and you would help them whatever is needed.
Have you heard from previous students at St. Mary when they came back and they kind of let you know what you should expect?
They said they really liked it, and it changed their point of view on things because they thought it was nice to help people, and they didn't realize how poor some people are in the country, and it was nice, and they liked helping them.
That's coming up later this spring, then. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then, do you actually have an 8th grade graduation at St. Mary? Do you have a ceremony?
We do.
Okay. Looking forward to that, are you?
Yeah.
What are your favorite things about St. Mary's School? If somebody asks you, Eleanor, What? Why should I go there? I mean, what would you tell him?
I like the teachers, and then I like the dress days and activities we do.
And you had some of those again during Catholic Schools Week, right?
Yeah. So,
good. Are you guys doing anything special for 100 days of school today? Or is that just a kindergarten thing?
We're not doing anything special. It's just the kindergartners and younger around that age.
Great. Do you have some other hobbies? Some other things you like to do, Eleanor?
I play soccer, and then I do center stars. And I like to do, like, baking, beading. I like to do beading and other stuff like that.
Awesome. So it sounds like you like sports then.
Yeah.
So it sounds like I might be calling your name in sports in the next few years then.
I think so.
I hope so. Well, thanks for coming in to join us today. Yeah. Owen Dreyer is next. Owen, welcome to the morning show.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good to have you in here. So what do you like about St. Mary's School?
I really enjoy how in-depth we go with everything we learn, and I enjoy the free time we still get because we still get recess and we get computer class, which I really enjoy.
What do you like about recess? What do you guys do?
Usually we shoot hoops we get to hang out with some of the younger grades, like 6th and 7th, so it's not just 8th grade.
How did the St. Mary basketball team do this year?
Not the best, I don't think. I wasn't on the team.
Oh, okay. All right. But I know you have one and you compete. Well, I think we'll ask Wyatt about that maybe. What about science fair? You looking forward to that?
Yeah, the science fair is really fun for 8th graders because we get to build a Rube Goldberg machine with different types of simple machines that we have to incorporate to do two tasks. And mine is farm themed. So then I want to water crops and feed my animals on my Rube Goldberg. And I just hope it goes really well for everyone.
Okay, so you're putting a lot of work into that as well.
Yeah.
So is farming something you're interested in?
I don't know, think I'm interested, but my grandpa has a farm, and so I'm over there a lot helping him.
Okay, so inspired there. Are you involved in the Sea Perch team as well?
Yes, I am. Y and I are on a team together.
Okay, and tell me about your project then.
So you start with a base model, but we actually changed ours, so then it's got more maneuverability to turn. So we had to redo the buoyancy on it, but we think it'll do very well at the competition.
So is it like a drone in the water?
So yeah, it's an ROV. So yeah, it's basically a drone that is attached to a cable with three motors, one for to turn left, one to turn right, and one for up and down. And then you just drive it through the water. There's two tasks, the obstacle course, which last year Wyatt got second in that. At the competition, you drive through rings, and then it's timed, and then you got to go through the rings, come back. And then for the mission course, it changes throughout the years. So last year had to do with vents, like the thermal vents, and this year is more with the sea creatures gathering new species and testing water. So it's very immersed with all the things we have to learn and do.
You know, it incorporates a lot of different subjects, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So you think it's something you might be interested in someday, you know, for a career, you know, maybe in science or?
Maybe engineering or computers.
Okay. Good. And you got to learn how to run the controller. I'm guessing there's a learning curve there, isn't there?
Yeah. It's not too difficult because there's just two joysticks and then buttons on the top, but it's really tiny, so it's kind of hard to use.
It's like a fun video game, isn't it?
Yeah.
and as you look at down the road here, you got the mission trip coming up. What are you looking forward to with that?
Getting to spend time with classmates and seeing a new part of the country, because I've never been there before, and helping people in need.
Awesome. Let's slide the mic over to Wyatt here as well. We'll give you equal time since we've talked about you, but tell us about the Sea Perch project. It went well for you last year, is that correct?
Yeah. It's basically all about speed and precision.
And so you were able to get through the obstacle course. So what are some of the obstacles that you have to get through?
You kind of have to go like up and down and like sideways through a bunch of hoops. So yeah.
Does it take a lot of practice?
It's somewhat easy, but it does take a little practice when you first get started in it.
Okay. And then the science fair, can you tell us about that?
I'm doing a Rube Goldberg 2, and my theme is hunting.
Okay. And so what do you have to do in terms of getting ready or preparation for that, then?
There's, like, a research paper we have to do, and we research kind of different things that are based off of our theme. And then we have to also build our machine, too.
How did the basketball season go?
Last year we went undefeated, but this year we kind of basically went fully defeated.
Is that right? So every season's different, isn't it, then?
Yeah.
So, cool. Do you think you're going to be involved in some sports and things like that when you get to high school?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. What is your favorite?
Probably basketball or baseball.
Great. And other hobbies? Other things you're involved in outside of school?
I like riding my dirt bike and hunting and stuff.
Okay. And what about you, Owen? I didn't ask you about hobbies.
I'm in track and cross country, so I really enjoy running. And like I said before, I help my grandpa when he needs help on the farm fixing stuff.
Good for you. Yeah, that's awesome. So I think we talked about one of the earlier classes maybe a year or two ago, but did you guys have a choice of either going like on a field trip or going on this mission trip, or was it just something that you did?
We had like a choice between going on like a fun trip or going on the mission trip, and we were kind of back and forth, but we in the end chose the mission trip because it also sounded pretty fun, and there is also more activities that we will do, like canoeing in caves and stuff.
Yeah, I commend you, because at that age I would have wanted the roller coasters and cotton candy and stuff like that, you know. But what do you think you're going to learn from the mission trip, Wyatt?
Different like situations that people are in and stuff, and like different in like Kentucky, I guess. And we're also going to learn hard work and stuff, hard work ethic.
Mm-hmm. What do you like most about St. Mary's School?
I really like the way that they teach things and how like in depth they get into stuff. And I also like the teachers; they're pretty fun.
And does it seem like it's gone fast? How long have you been? Have you gone to all 8 grades at St. Mary?
I've been here since kindergarten.
Okay, good. And Owen?
I've been here since 3K.
3K, wow. And Eleanor, has it been?
I've been here since 4K.
4K, wow, good. Does it seem like that time has gone by quickly?
Yeah, it feels pretty quick.
Did you guys do anything with during Catholic Schools Week where you have a younger student that you mentor? Did you do that this year? Not so much.
We have our kindergarten buddies that we go to church with them. We show them how to behave and do everything, and then we get to run around with them in the gym to help them burn off some energy in
awesome.
The mornings.
Do you remember, Eleanor, do you remember an older student that mentored you back in the day?
I remember doing activities with them, like our All Saints Day relays. I was always with older kids, and now we got to mentor them this year.
All Saints Day relays, so can you tell me about that?
So 8th graders set those up with different, I mean, no one wins anything, but they're just fun for everyone to participate in. Like, we did a beanbag throw where you have hoops on the wall, and you just got to... Different grades have to stand from different spots, and you just throw the beanbag into the hoop. And then another one, the favorite probably, is the balloon pop. So everyone's got a balloon. They got to run down the gym, pop it, and then run back.
Oh, fun. That's awesome. Do you have a favorite saint? Or
Probably St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh, good choice. Anybody else?
I like St. Sebastian.
Sebastian, okay. Mine is St. Blaise. We just talked about that. But, you know, the throat, and the, you know, which is pretty important to me in my occupation. So anything, Stacia, that I should ask the students, or anything you can think of that we can put them on the spot with now that we have them in the studio?
Oh, man, I should have come with a list for this. No, I think they did a nice job, you know, describing this, their mission trip. You know, last year they did anything on the mission trip, from building ramps to pouring concrete to painting, to staining. Did the three of you have anything that you'd be particularly looking forward to doing if you had the opportunity when you're there?
I mean, I enjoy building with wood, and I've poured some concrete before.
I'd also enjoy building with wood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I would like organizing, or I guess I could build with wood too.
Very good.
And I do feel, you know, with our hands-on learning that we've had lately, these students do get, you know, more opportunities to work with tools. So, you know, from sea perch alone, they're building with that. They're having to cut the PVC. They're doing soldering, you know, to get the control board. Our Deacon Tully, once a year, does a wood shop class for one quarter a year. And so I think Wyatt and Owen were in that last or one of you was in it last year, you know, and they made cutting boards. They have experience working with saws and, you know, getting that safety aspect of it as well. So I think they're well equipped to do kind of whatever task is going to be thrown at them when they're there.
Yeah, that sea perch thing just fascinates me, that they put this all together and make it work, you know?
It is amazing how it comes together. And I do want to give a special thank you to Simons Recreation Center, who has been more than generous working with us. Every Tuesday, we are headed there in the afternoon. And so that's the big difference this year is in the past.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Honestly, we had a big pool that was in the Colstead shed that the kids would come out to a few times, but it just wasn't enough. And so we were able to work with Simons this year and actually have that large space and get our students there testing and gathering more data. Because you're right, it's not just the building. They're gathering data. They have to give a presentation. It's the speaking skills. You know, they keep engineer notebooks.
Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice, and by Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, the friendly feed store. The entire area under a winter weather advisory today until 3 tomorrow, 2 to 4 inches possible today, maybe an additional 1 to 2 inches tonight. Right now at WRCO, no snow, and it is 6 degrees.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed & Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
I'm Phil Nee with news. The National Weather Service issued advisories and warnings as early as yesterday afternoon throughout the southern half of Wisconsin, as well as a large portion of Iowa and Illinois. The winter storm warning issued for Grand County prompted classes to be canceled yesterday evening in school districts within that county, which included Benton, Cassville, Darlington, Fenimore, Iowa Grant, Lancaster, Platteville, Potosi, River Ridge, Schulzburg, and Southwestern. In-person classes were also canceled for Cuba City and Scales Mound, but those two districts are having virtual learning classes for today. These schools in our immediate area will not be open. Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, Ithaca, including 4K today. Also no school for River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle and Highland. And the Ithaca FFA Blood Drive will not be held today. Proposed changes to grant funding by the National Institutes for Health could have serious consequences for the universities of Wisconsin. A federal judge on Monday blocked the NIH's announced 15% cap on indirect costs for all new and current grants. In a Monday Newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, UW System President Jay Rothman talked about what those grants support. He said at UW-Madison alone, the NIH supports research on cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and diabetes. A federal judge on Monday blocked the NIH's announced 15% cap on indirect costs for all new and current grants. The change would impact UW-Madison and Milwaukee, both of which receive NIH research funding. In the interview with Wisconsin Eye, Rothman said the decision from the Trump administration was not done in a businesslike fashion, and that it doesn't look like there was a whole lot of analysis that went into it. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Wisconsin and four other states accuse Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment. A Republican-authored bill would require Wisconsin schools to restrict the use of cell phones in class. Sturgeon Bay Representative Joel Kitchens says phones are disruptive and have no space during instruction time. Those districts already actually have cell phone policies in place. Critics of the bill say students may need their phones so parents can contact them during the day. A Janesville man who shot his ex-girlfriend to death after he learned she was pregnant will be elderly when eligible to be released from prison. Rock County Judge Jeffrey Kunlich on Tuesday sentenced 23-year-old Logan Barclay to life in prison, telling Barclay he'd be eligible for extended supervision at age 73. Barclay pled guilty in November to first-degree intentional homicide as domestic abuse in the April 2024 death of 22-year-old Kirsten Hansen. She was shot in the stomach and left for dead along the Peace Trail in Janesville last April 16th. Interim Richland County Administrator Derek Kalish reported to the County Executive and Finance Committee that Maximus has provided cost allocation planning services to Richland County since 2013. Maximus prepares a central services cost allocation plan on behalf of the county, which identifies the various costs incurred by the county to support and administer outside-funded federal programs. The plan contains a determination of allowable costs of providing each supporting service, such as accounting, legal counsel, data processing, etc. Various departments within the county use these plans for funding, reporting, and reimbursement purposes. The three-year contract at a cost of $12,450 will run from April 15, 2025 to March 31, 2028. A resolution approving a new collective bargaining agreement with Richland County Deputy Sheriff's Association, WPPA, known as the Union. The current collective bargaining agreement between Richland County and the Union, representing the sworn employees of the Sheriff's Department, expired on December 31st of 2024, and the members of the Union have ratified a collective bargaining agreement for 2025 through 27. The Executive and Finance Standing Committee unanimously recommended moving this resolution on to the Richland County Board of Supervisors for approval. The committee is also working on a possible short-term rental ordinance, which would be in addition to the state permit. The plan is to bring it back in March. City Utilities is being honored by American Public Power Association during Smart Energy Provider Week, which highlights how those with the designation make their communities better through energy efficiency, sustainability, and other programs. The Smart Energy Provider Program recognizes public power utilities for a commitment to smart energy programming. APPA represents all the public utilities throughout the country. There are only 111 nationwide SEP designees out of more than 2,000 public utilities spanning the United States. Scott Gauld, utilities manager, said this demonstrates the work everyone at City Utilities puts in to make our great community even better. We're proud to be celebrated for those efforts and remain motivated to accomplish even more for our customers. Smart Energy Provider Week is this week and runs through Friday.
Thinking about new window treatments for your home? Or how about a cordless upgrade to your current cellular pleated or wood blinds for a sleeker look? Stop in at Bailey Paint and Decorating today. Talk to Steve, Bailey's blind man. Steve will handle all the measuring and installation to take the stress out of fitting new blinds. Give your home a fresh new look with new window treatments and professional installation from Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 19 degrees, 2 to 4 inches possible, some 5-inch totals possible in Grant and Iowa counties. Snow tapering off a bit after midnight tonight. Additionally, 1 to 2 inches could happen tonight and a low of 3. A winter weather advisory for most of the area from this morning through 3 a.m. Thursday. A winter storm warning for Grant County in the same period. Schools closed for these districts. Fenimore, Riverdale, Weston, including 4K in Ithaca, they are closed. River Valley, including St. Luke's and St. John's. Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle and Highland. And the Ithaca FFA blood drive will not be held today.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
We have an additional school to add to our list today. Waseca Steuben Schools will be closed for the day because of the impending weather.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Sports Time today is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at last night's schedule coming up. It was a win for Marquette on the state scene last night as well.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce the opening of the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Pharmacist Maddie Oy is eager to offer convenient, integrated care to our patients. Transferring your prescription is easy. Just call the community pharmacy or request the change using our online patient portal. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
The Richland Center girls basketball team broke a 45-game losing streak with a 55-54 victory in overtime over Viroqua last night. The Hornets trailed by 12 in the first half but cut the deficit to 6 at halftime. The Blackhawks led throughout the second half before the game was tied at 47 after regulation. Richland Center got key baskets and free throws to come back from a 4-point deficit in overtime. Sophomore Kylie Burns made key free throws at the end of regulation, and in the extra frame, she was fouled attempting a three-pointer with 3 seconds to play in overtime. Richland Center was trailing by 2 before she made 2 to tie the game. After a Viroqua timeout, Kylie made the third free throw to give her team the lead. Viroqua missed a half-court attempt, and the Hornets celebrated its first victory of the year after 19 defeats and the first since February of 2023. Viroqua fell to 8-11 on the season with the loss. Sophomore Ella Weiss had a big game for the Hornets with 22, 14 in the second half. Kylie Burns, 11 for 13 from the line and 16 points. Viroqua led by freshman Aaliyah Schwem with 24 points. It was a very late night for all. The JV game went double overtime, and Viroqua won the game 40-39 over the Hornets. Elsewhere, it was a win for Ithaca over Boscobel, 51-41. Belmont, 50. Highland, 31. Darlington, 48-33 over Dodgeville. Royal, 72. Oneiwoc Center 29, Cashton 44, Hillsboro 41, North Crawford over Lafarge Youth Initiative 4829, River Ridge 69, Benton 20, West Salem 7229 over Westby, Bangor 63, New Lisbon 27, Schulzburg 79, Potosi Cassville 39. Boys basketball from last night. Weston got the win 64-48 over Wazika Steuben. Weston was led by Isaac Jennings with 18, Trevor Westfall 15, and Garrett Jennings 11. Brett Wagner led Wazika Steuben with 14 points. Kickapoo was a winner last night, 84-60 over Ithaca. Malachi McCauley at 23, Arlen Walter 16, Adric Egge 15 for Kickapoo. Casey Pomering led the Bulldogs in scoring. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for North Crawford over DeSoto, 73-35. Hillsboro, 75-36 over Cashton. Riverdale was a winner with a victory against Boscobel. Their rivals last night in Riverdale, 49-44 the final score. Mineral Point, 66-35 over Fenimore. Belmont, 73-68 over Lancaster. It was Dodgeville over Broadhead, 78-72. Darlington, 70, Southwestern, 62. Cuba City, 59-45 over Iowa Grant. Also last night, Marquette put its three-game losing streak in the rearview mirror by beating DePaul 68-58. The three-pointers weren't falling in the Big East game. The Golden Eagles were just 4 of 25, and the Blue Demons were 4 of 24. Cam Jones scored 19 points, and Stevie Mitchell added 17. Senior forward David Joplin had 10 rebounds. Marquette is off for the next week before hosting Seton Hall on Tuesday. Bucks general manager John Horst says trading veteran Chris Middleton is the hardest thing he's ever done. Middleton was a fan favorite, and Horst says he is incredibly close to the 33-year-old All-NBA performer, saying he loves Middleton and his family. Most pro basketball experts agree the move needed to be made to keep the team competitive. The Badgers get set for the next action coming up on Saturday. Badger wing John Tanjay has turned out to be one of the best transfers in college basketball, currently leading Wisconsin with 18.6 a game, hitting more than 40% of his three-pointers, and also deadly at the free throw line, nearly 92%. When the team faces quad one opponents, Tanjay averages more than 25 points every 40 minutes, which is the fourth best mark in the country. That's an update on sports for a Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points.
Honestly, we had a big pool that was in the Colstead shed that the kids would come out to a few times, but it just wasn't enough. And so we were able to work with Simons this year and actually have that large space and get our students there testing and gathering more data. Because you're right, it's not just the building. They're gathering data. They have to give a presentation. It's the speaking skills. You know, they keep engineer notebooks. They have to do a poster. And so it incorporates just a little bit of everything, which is really fun to see it all come together.
And if they win at that level, at the level of Milwaukee, do they go on then from there?
They would. The national competition is in somewhere on the East Coast, somewhere by Washington, D.C. or Baltimore in early June. I hope we have, you know, ultimate success. I know some of the other schools that are there are, you know, specific engineering charter schools that have full classes devoted to building their ROVs. So, I mean, how well our students do is so impressive, you know, given our limited amount of time that we have to work with it.
Yeah, it definitely is. Is there a particular teacher that works with the Sea Perch?
So Mrs. Cooper has headed that up. We've been so fortunate. Every team has its own coach and mentor. So I have, like, Jesse Adsett is working with Wyatt and Owen. Eleanor's dad is working with her team. But the fact that Mrs. Cooper can oversee it, and then they have very specific coaches to help them through the process, it just gives them that added mentorship that I think will make us more and more successful.
Lots of fun. And then, of course, we'd like to reiterate, you have the open house coming up next week. People can learn more about all these things.
Absolutely. Yes. Come out and see. You know, if you have a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, if you want to learn more about our 3K, 4K, and 5K programs, we would love to see you. Again, if you can't make it, you can call the school. And we can set something up, but the teachers will be there. It's nice to see the rooms, also to meet the other families and just kind of get a sense of what the school is like. So that's next Wednesday, the 19th from 4 to 6. And we'll have things out on Facebook as well.
The students, they recorded some announcements during Catholic School Week. And again, I always commend them. They do a nice job because normally they pair an older student with a younger student, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I think we try to give our kids many opportunities to speak, you know, whether it's in those advertisements, whether it's presentations they do, they read at Mass, you know, so reading in front of 150 people is not an easy thing to do. But you brought up the pairing with the older students. And I always say one of my favorite parts about our school is, you know, they talked about the All Saints relays when that's a team of, you know, kids from eighth grade to kindergarten, all mixed, and they get to work together. The eighth graders are fantastic buddies to their kindergartners. And those are really special things that, you know, the kindergartners remember, the younger kids remember going forward. And I think the older kids do as well.
When you watch a group of eighth graders go on this mission trip, as these three students and their classmates will, do you see a growth in them when they come back to Richland Center?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember, and so last year it was my daughter's class, and seeing them come back. And, you know, I always say classes really come together in eighth grade. You know, there might be little friend groups and whatnot, and but just they all can really bond, I think, over something like this. It takes kids out of their comfort zone more. You know, so this is a nice way to push yourself outside your comfort zone in a very, like, safe and controlled environment. So they're away from parents for 6 days. They're doing this hard work. They're seeing, you know, some situations that, quite frankly, you know, there's maybe some very sad situations they have to see. And so our Deacon Tully is going, and he's very good at, you know, processing those. And then they do have an adventure day. So they do go to the Red River Gorge State Park, which is lovely in Kentucky, and they get to do some adventure activities there. So I hope that it helps them grow spiritually, but also, you know, emotionally and in many other ways.
Yeah, awesome. And it won't be long, they'll be in high school. And you see, you know, quite a few of those students growing, and you see them out on the sports teams or in the band and that kind of thing. It has to be a proud moment for you, isn't it?
It's absolutely a proud moment. And that's something we did during Catholic Schools Week, is we were able to ask any juniors and seniors that wanted to come back to St. Mary's to do that. And so they were in there, you know, on the ground playing the games with the first graders. They were, you know, out at recess, just kind of, they filled in. They're so versatile. They go wherever you need them to go. And a couple of them talked to our kids about, you know, this is what's going to happen in high school, and you want to surround yourself with these kind of people making good choices, and you're going to work hard and don't take for granted, you know, what you have here and what you're learning. And so that was, you know, very nice full circle moment, I thought, during Catholic Schools Week, to see those alum and bring them back in.
Absolutely. Well, we wish the students the best of luck. Did I ask you all what you wanted to be possibly for a career? I think I did. Owen, did I ask you, Wyatt?
I was thinking maybe like an architect.
Okay.
Sounds pretty fun.
Great. And Eleanor?
I want to be like a doctor, who, like a pediatrician, or the doctors who work with cancer, like little kids' cancer and stuff.
Wonderful. Yeah. And Owen, I think we got your answer earlier. So I always think of the Dr. Seuss book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Don't you, when you think about where these students will land, Stacia?
I do, and they will. And so it's always such an honor to be just a small part of that and see where they end up from here.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, just thank you for having us and letting us talk about our school and all the kind of fun things that we are doing. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Great. And good luck to you. Good luck to the students on the mission trip as well. Earlier, Maylee Krako was in the studio with us, Mrs. Stacia Kohlstedt, principal, and also the students Eleanor Jelinek, Owen Dreyer, and Wyatt Muller from St. Mary's School in Richland Center on this portion of the morning show. Looking forward to hosting Jeremy Nunes, who will be in the Richland Center area coming up this weekend at the Richland Center City Auditorium. So we join him today by phone. Jeremy, how you doing these days?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How are things in Wisconsin?
Oh, they're doing great. And then where are you located, Jeremy?
So I am in a little town right outside of Springfield, Illinois, a little town called Dawson, about a 15-minute drive east of Springfield, about 30 by combine.
Okay. I'm guessing that you probably grew up a Bear fan. Is that correct?
Unfortunately, yeah. Been a Bears fan for a while, so sorry, everybody. but maybe you guys should be saying sorry to me. It's been a rough 30 years or so.
I'm married to one, so I know all about it, you know. So, but tell me about when you got the bug to be a stand-up comedian. Were you always a funny guy?
Well, I had always wanted to do comedy, but, you know, growing up in a small town, my family wanted me to take on the family business, as is the tradition. It's kind of passed on from, you know, the father to his son and then ultimately to his son. And my family owns the trailer park in the town, and they were ready to kind of pass everything on to me. And I had to reveal to my dad I was ready to do comedy instead of running a trailer park. I said, you know, I think I can make just as much money doing comedy, which is accurate, tens of dollars.
Oh, my goodness. And so what was your father's reaction? I mean, because not everybody's son comes and tells him that.
No, well, he was not happy and, you know, had a strained relationship for a bit and then ultimately won him back and then got rough again. I don't know if you're aware, but in Illinois, see, the Illinois State Police are giving away $100 rewards for anyone who calls and turns in a drunk driver on the road. And for that reason, I'm now $100 richer. My dad no longer speaks to me.
So you've got a special streaming on Amazon Prime. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so got the special on Amazon. It was recorded, I don't know, roughly about 3 years ago or so, something like that. But always was a hope and dream to have a special out there on one of the big platforms. So, yeah, it's out there now. And if you download it, I actually get it about 10 cents every time someone downloads it. So for everyone listening, if you could download that and then just hit refresh over and over, that would be helpful.
You might make a dollar today then. In other
words. There you go.
Sure. You've written a book, too. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so wrote a book called You Can't Write City Hall. It's actually an Amazon bestseller. It is about my real-life experience as mayor of a small town and all the hilarious things that happened to me. And we'll see where it goes. A little bit of talk that it might turn into a movie. Who knows where that all goes. But, you know, a lot of great stories about, you know, being the mayor of a small town. I got I won an award, actually, for being one of Illinois' most ethical mayors. And I won it largely because I issued a fine to my parents. And I remember my dad calling me when he found out. He's like, Jeremy, why did I get this fine in the mail? I was like, well, your grass is way too high. You have to mow your grass. He goes, Jeremy, you mow our grass. I said, well, you should have called me sooner.
Oh, boy. How much was the fine? Do you remember?
It was $300, yeah. Ooh. I was like, well, you messed up because now you owe the town $300 and me $50 for mowing your grass.
That was great. Good business venture there. But some of the things that happen with local leadership, City Hall, you can't write anything better than what really happens sometimes, can you?
No. So a lot of people ask me, are these stories for real? I'm like, they are. And you know, it's tough for people to believe a lot of them. There's one in there, excuse me, that I have. I had a guy call me up, you know, being in a small town. I am the chief of police. I am the animal control officer. And we had an abandoned house that had been taken over by skunks. And he felt it was my duty as the default animal control officer to go in there and collect the skunks. And I was like, well, I don't know what you expect me to do. And he's like, well, you're chief of police. You can carry a gun. Go in there and shoot them. So yeah, I've been taking baths in tomato soup for a while.
I bet. Does that work? I've heard that it doesn't.
Well, I've been 2 weeks now, so.
Oh, what's like been your career highlight so far, Jeremy?
You know, we talked about the Amazon special. That would be one. The other maybe be the Dry Bar comedy special. We got that filmed. And same thing. That released maybe about 3 years ago, something like that. And I do get a little bit more money out of that one. That was about a quarter download. So, again, just hit refresh over and over, please.
the Neighborhood Sasquatch Stand-Up Special. Is that what it
That's
was?
That's it.
Yeah. Can you give us a little insight into what we'll see when we download that?
So I've got a lot of stories about being a mayor and also quite a lot of stories about my height. So, you know, of course you can't see me, but I stand about 6'7", and a lot of people ask all the time if I played basketball. And I say, no, but I don't understand why people ask that all the time, because nobody asks like a short guy, hey, are you a jockey?
Right. No, they don't. Oh, dry bar comedy. So I take it there was no alcohol there?
Right. So they kind of brand themselves that it's a platform for clean comedy. So those specials, and not just mine, any of them that you watch on there would all be clean, swear-free, you know, safe for the family to watch anyway, is what I should say.
Yeah. Is that what you would describe your show as that we'll see in Richland Center this weekend?
I'm definitely on the cleaner side. I wouldn't necessarily say it's like a something so squeaky clean that you know, if you're in the party crowd, you wouldn't enjoy it. I wouldn't say that at all. I think everybody would have a good time. My opening act is in the same realm there too, so it's enjoyable for everybody, whether you're somebody out there on the snow machine partying it up, or somebody, you know, church on Sunday and don't go anywhere else, everybody in between. So,
do you play a lot of shows through small towns such as ours?
You know, pretty regular. I kind of prefer the small town atmosphere myself anyway, and I think I connect a little bit more with those folks too when I tell the stories about, you know, being the mayor and trying to corral all the chaos of a small town.
Yeah, people can certainly relate to that, that's for sure. Are you going to be busy in 2025, Jeremy?
You know, I do probably about 100 shows a year, and it's lining up to be that way once again. So, barring anything crazy, I'll be bouncing around all over the country again.
Where do you come up with new material? Is it just kind of things that you see around you and you quick record it on your phone or write it down?
Yeah, it's a lot of just life, you know. Like I said, you know, with the mayor stuff, it's all just stuff that happened. You know, one of the things that, for example, one of the things they have to me, I got a message from the town clerk that